USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying he was testing whether Walmart truly honors the Second Amendment, as he says the retailer claims. A Missouri man who created a panic walking into a Springfield Walmart last week, armed with two guns and wearing body armor, says he'd do it again.
I mean, I called Walmart to make sure this was allowed, and they said it was. So,
if, open carry.
Yeah.
And they said you could?
Yeah.
21-year-old Dmitry Andronchenko speaking there to NBC News. He's facing a charge of making a terrorist threat and could do 4 years in prison if convicted. There's a report the Manhattan Federal Detention Center staffers who were assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. Epstein was found hanged in his cell over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Planes are again flying in and out of Hong Kong International Airport after 2 days of pro-democracy protests forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights. The airport saw some tense clashes yesterday between police and demonstrators. Arguments over gun control continue after recent mass shootings.
Democrats and those whose lives have been impacted by mass shootings are still calling for stronger gun control. Representative Don Byers says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is refusing to call back the Senate for political reasons.
He's waiting for the outrage to die down, for the headlines to change, for the people to turn the page and think about something else.
That from USA Radio's Wendy King. Meanwhile, President Trump says he and Senate Majority Leader McConnell are working on toughening gun background checks. The FBI looking for whoever fired shots at two Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in San Antonio yesterday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, firing back after he gets lambasted by many in the media for having said on CNN that the poem inscribed on the Statue of Liberty welcoming immigrants to the United States was referring to people coming from Europe. During an appearance on Fox News last night, Cuccinelli said,
I learn all sorts of things about what I've said reading some of these articles, many of them completely and totally untrue. And so this is the theme of the left media has been to ask about this poem because apparently they don't want to talk about the policy.
The poem controversy is coming as the Trump administration is preparing to require migrants prove that they're self-sufficient and won't need welfare programs if they want to get into the United States. The long-awaited merger between CBS and Viacom about to become reality as the two media giants have announced a deal to reunite in an all-stock merger that will create a company worth over $28 billion in revenue. And scientists are trying to determine why a black hole at the center of the galaxy has been lighting up brighter than ever. Astronomers at UCLA say they've observed that supermassive black hole glowing with unprecedented brightness. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.